Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden. The echo chamber. Hopefully we sound okay for you.
The tin can.
If we don't, please let us know immediately so we can get the hamsters spinning in their wheels. We are here from 2 to 6 in advance of the Bruins tonight, but I don't think we're going to be talking any Bruins. It's day 5 of the Brady Watch, which we will absolutely get to, and we've got all sorts to get to as it related to that. But I did think, Maz, and we do think, you know, as opposed to being 4 hours a day every day on Brady, to give just a couple other stories, a few minutes of time.
Sure.
And I think we'd lead off the show doing that today. So we're going to lead off the show with Maz's thoughts on Alex Cora, the Red Sox, and their cheating scandal. Okay? So we'll give some time to that and the events of last night at the Garden with the Celtics and Kemba Walker and the truly throwing incident. And I can spin to a little Celtics chatter if anyone wants that as well. We'll do a couple segments on that to open up. So if you have interest in those items, this is your time, because I can't promise you any more time the rest of the day, this week, or the next 3 months. So, Jimmy, you may release the hounds to these people, please, if you like, at 617-779-0985. Maz, what's your main takeaway on the Red Sox and Alex Cora right now?
Okay, so here's where I start. That I, with Cora and this whole thing that's going on, the more I think about it, I think that Manfred's got to go after the manager of the Red Sox. And I'm not dismissing A.J. Hinch. Let me just say that up front. I'm talking about the Red Sox thing unto itself, okay? This is now the second time the Red Sox have been popped for something in 2 years, basically. 2 years, and Cora has now been involved in some way, shape, or form with the two ongoing scandals in Major League Baseball, be it as the bench coach of the Houston Astros or the manager of the Red Sox in 2018. The Red Sox as an organization were warned in 2017, and at that time, they got only a fine, and the commissioner's office told all of baseball that future transgressions of this sort involving cheating using electronics and sign stealing using electronics would be met more harshly. I add all of that up and I say, you got to drill him. The commissioner's got to drill Cora here, along with A.J. Hinch. Again, that's a, you know, I sort of leave that out because we're in Boston. But he's got to go get him. And I have no compassion for Cora. Cora looks like a scoundrel in this thing when you add in the Astros thing from 2017 on top of it. He had a hand in both. And I'll tell you what I'm getting tired of. The Red Sox could face sanctions. You lose draft picks, you lose bonus money. So it's an organizational penalty? I want a name. I want a person. I'm getting tired of this whole, you know, because it doesn't carry the same weight when it's not a person. It needs to be tagged onto someone, and whether Cora was in the middle of it or not, he's the manager of the team. The manager is responsible for uniform personnel. He's an extension of ownership and management down there. And again, he was involved in it in Houston too. Anyone who doesn't think he knew about it or was involved in it there is whistling past the graveyard. I'd hit him hard. And
what does that mean?
Okay, I'd go like 50 games if I were Manfred. I would. He won't. It might be double digits. It wouldn't surprise me if it's something like 25. He won't go to 50. I'd nail him for spring training and 50 games to make an example of
him. Wow, no spring training?
Yep.
Oh, there's no way they're going to do that.
I'd hit him hard on both, and I'll tell you why, because at the beginning of the year, and you know what? The real penalty is, no, you're not going to be there to get your team ready now. Because baseball's getting tired of this. And if they're serious about putting their foot down on it, then they got to make an example of someone. And I would do the same to Hinch, by the way. I'm not separating him any differently. I'd hit them both really hard. Because somebody's got to be made an example of in Major League Baseball. And, you know, the Red Sox have now been nailed twice, and Cora's been nailed twice. How do you get around that if you're a Red Sox fan?
Maury, what's your takeaway?
Hey, you have track record of cheating with the manager. Again, like Master said, you had it with the Astros when he was there in 2017, and then he comes here and they magically win 108 games and win a title that's now tainted, and I have an asterisk on that now, along with those 108 wins.
Do you really believe that, or you're just doing that because you're agitated by...
I'm doing that because they drive me crazy. Yeah. Okay, so and it's enough. More fun that way.
Yes,
but, I do look at it a little bit tainted, though. There's something stinks with that. Again, you had what happened with the Houston Astros when he was there as the bench coach. He comes here... And, okay, yeah, they were stacked that year, but you can't tell me that they didn't benefit in some way, shape, or form from getting the intel that they got, especially in certain games at the plate, with benefiting from video cheating and what they did there. So, yeah, he's there. You have a track record with Cora. You've got to have Manfred go after him.
I mean, if a player gets popped for steroids, you get 50, right?
Right.
You get 50. So, I just feel like they got to go after someone in uniform. Baseball can't just keep doing this. We're going to take away bonus money. Most fans don't even know what that is.
Yeah, right.
Like, and the draft pick in baseball, what does that mean? Like, again, in football, it's a little different. We all understand the value of a first-round pick, and so we understand the consequence of that. Even so, when Bill Belichick got popped in Spygate, he got a big fine, $500,000. And the Crafts feared that he would get suspended. He did not. He should have been. So I just think if baseball's really tired about this, if they're being serious about it, and I get the sense that Manfred and MLB are getting tired of this. This is like an ongoing, every year now there's one of these. You gotta lay down the law here. You gotta really hammer someone and make an example
of it. Just quickly on it, though, the one thing I do find interesting, it's not like we'll ever know Evan Drellick's sources or Ken Rosenthal's sources, but I would love to know who's chirping to them. Because to me, it feels like it's a player.
Well, it was Red Sox sources,
well,
right?
Well, right. Yeah, it's definitely Red Sox sources. But I would think, what is it, pitchers that are just tired of, the game being so slow that they're getting lit up by these batters throughout throughout Major League Baseball?
Or someone with an axe to grind.
Yeah, or someone that didn't like Cora or something. Like, that to me is the real interesting part, but we'll never know.
Travis Shaw?
Oh, that's a good
maybe.
One.
Maybe. Now I'm just trying to come up with names.
Yeah. No, but that's a good one. I mean, someone who was...
Guys who didn't like that they were traded or the way they were treated or lost playing
time. Or released.
Time
or. Could be someone like that. Someone said to me the other day, what about Dombrowski?
Good one.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Great one.
And but I think Dombrowski denied any knowledge or,
Whatever.
Who knows?
No. But, I mean, we're barking up the right tree.
Something like
that. Yeah.
Right?
Who's the rat?
Right.
Who's the guy that turned around and this is how they got back at the Red Sox? From a competitive standpoint, the thing that strikes me is the way Cora carries himself. Boy, that's a cocky guy.
It is.
Yeah, that's a guy who, well, he sure acts like he has all the answers and acts like, from the day he took the job, never mind last year, which just went over the top. And so it's like, well, what do you really... So you're just sort of... That cockiness is reflected in the fact that you think you've got the answers to the test from your cheating?
Maybe he does.
Is that what it is? But it's like, is that somehow related? Because, boy, he sure carries himself like someone who thinks he's got all the answers.
Totally. And again, the thing to me that is really critical in this whole thing, because if you were to say to me, does everyone do it? I would say, probably. Yeah. I mean, most teams do on some level. Now, do they use the video room the way the Red Sox did? Were they banging on trash cans the way the Astros were? I don't know. I mean, I think all teams are doing something, but that's not the point. The point is that 2 years ago, the commissioner told everybody enough and specifically fined the Red Sox for the Apple Watch thing. Now, Cora wasn't here for that. He was in Houston at the time. But he said to them, if it happens again, I'm really going to start coming down on people. Since that time, Cora's been involved in two of these, and the Red Sox are now the second one, right? And they were the team that prompted the whole thing in the first place. So I look at it and I say, I'm sorry. If I'm the commissioner at this stage, I hammer them.
Okay, 617-779-0985. The part that concerns me the most, though, is what the sign stealing has done to pace of play. I think it's a big component in how the game is ground to a halt. And, just reading some of the details of the Red Sox quote-unquote scheme. You know, this is from the original Athletic story, whenever this was, last week. You know, so they'd be watching the pitch sequence from the video room, which is just supposed to be there to watch replays to challenge plays. But they're in there watching the pitches and the catcher, and they'd actually break down the pitch sequence. So someone in the dugout would relay the information to a base runner, leaving the runner with two easy steps. Watch the catcher signs and with body movements, tell the hitter what's coming. In daily hitters meetings, Red Sox players and personnel would review their communication methods for that day. The runner would let the hitter know if he was aware of the sequence. For example, put 2 feet on the bag or look out into center field and do something that subtle, as one Red Sox source described it. So something as subtle as that. If the guy's on second base and he puts 2 feet on the bag, it means I got his sequence. If he has 1 foot on the bag, I don't have the sequence. If the guy looks out to center field, I got his calls. If I don't look out to center field, I don't have his calls. Okay? And they say the runner stepping off the bag with the right foot first. And then so once he declares to the hitter that I have the signals, then there's a whole nother little range of little body motions and body movements you could do to clue off the hitter, whether it's fastball or off speed. For example, the runner stepping off the bag with his right foot first could mean fastball. Left foot first, breaking ball or off speed pitch. So again, the guy's on second. He leads with his right foot. Okay, here comes fastball. He takes a little stutter with his left, off speed pitch. And the batter's watching it. And the pitcher knows that the batter's watching it. And the pitcher knows that they're relaying signs that they've watched inside the game. And inside the stadium, inside the tunnel, there's someone watching the video feed, watching a few pitches to get the sequence, then running to the dugout. Now, the dugout's doing this. Do you understand all that's going on there?
Of course.
And you know what? Then it's 2-1. And then on 3-1, they do the exact goddamn thing. And then the next batter, they do it on 1-1, 2-1, 3-1. And the next thing you know, we're sitting there for 4 hours. And it has ground the game to a halt.
Right, and the game's already being micromanaged enough as it is.
Oh, my God. It's ground the game to a halt. They have to hammer Cora. You know, I mean, you're right, because he's a repeat offender and the integrity of the game and blah, blah, blah. Fine. I want them to hammer Cora and Hinch and these guys for pace of play. Put down the sign. Throw the ball. Swing the bat. Let's go. And it's the worst in the playoffs because every pitch matters. You know, they care that you're stealing that 2-1 pitch.
Sure.
And so the pitcher's stepping off and the catcher's running out and the catcher's resetting the signs and the pitcher's putting his glove over his mouth and then he's stepping out and the batter's stepping out and the batter's looking at the guy on second base. Did the guy on second base just look into center field or does he have 2 feet on the bag or one? Because that will let me know whether he has the signs or not. And then when I know when he has the signs or not, is he leading with his right foot or his left foot? Is he taking 2 steps or one? Because that's going to tell me fastball or a curve. And then he steps out. And then the pitcher says, well, you guys are dinking around. He steps out, calls the catcher out. Let's read. And now, my God, the next thing you know, we're sitting there for 2 hours waiting for them to throw the 2-1 pitch. That's what's happened to the game.
No question.
To me, this is a big component of the pace of play in baseball. And you can feel my blood boiling already because my sport has been stolen. You know, the game didn't used to be like this.
Oh, it's brutal. Look, and again, I think it's a component along with all the other things. The analytics are another element that, you know, has completely ground the game.
So everyone's taking pitches. Maybe this is part of it. To get the catcher's sequence, you've got to see a few pitches go by.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out either.
You know what I mean? If you're swinging at the first pitch, you don't have time to catch on to the sequence and catch on to the you know, what sign is what. So you have to let it go a few go through to see which sign is which sign. Oh, my God, please, please.
Oh, my God, it is. It's mind.
Can you please just get the ball and throw the ball and swing the bat and give me my game back?
Yeah, so, look, it's mind-numbing. The whole thing's mind-numbing. I almost feel like, you know, I hear what you're saying. There's a connection there, and I'm not denying that there is. I'm just telling you that 2 years ago, the commissioner said, cut the crap. Cut the crap. And now two teams have been popped. So what are you going to do about it?
Hammer them. Throw the book at
both of them. Can we just stop this stupidity?
Hammer them.
Can we stop it? Cameras in center field, guys in the dugouts with monitors and bats and trash cans.
God.
I'm walking from the replay room to the dugout to go to sending a signal on an app. Can we stop with the stupidity? God. If you want to put an end to it, you've got to hammer the crap out of them.
Hammer them.
Hammer the crap out of them.
For that reason, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my gosh, it's brutal.
Your thoughts, 617-779-0985. Back after this from Banners.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Maz are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, we had not until today addressed, given our thoughts on the Alex Cora and Red Sox cheating stuff, so we just opened up the show with that. You got a few thoughts on it? We'll take them. There are apparently, the league is looking at some answers for this, and there's integrity of the game and competitive balance issues that I'm not dismissing, and the league has to address those. My issue, what I get most passionate about, is the pace of play and how the game is ground to a halt, and how I think the sign stealing is a big part of it. It's become a big part of it, especially in the postseason. The postseason, and that's when I care about it, because that's when I watch full baseball games. During the regular season, like the rest of us,
you're in and out.
Oh, my God. You know, who's watching those full games? It's just too hard. But in the postseason, you're invested in every pitch, and that's when I find it's the worst. Those average games are 3:45, 4 hours, because every pitch is spy versus spy and stepping out and resetting signs and just this epic grind of getting the sign down and the paranoia of whether they're stealing it or not. And oh my God, I just think the league has to address that from a pace of play standpoint, and they might be, and I'll give you the answer to that in a second. But first, as promised, calls. Alan in Florida. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, we were right on in the beginning. I care about pace of play, too, but this is not the time for that. Alex Cora, Maz, you said spring training in 50 games. That's absurd. This man should be banned from the for 1 year, and he should be fired by the Red Sox. Wow. You know, they need people like me who watch 160. I hate to admit it, you know. But I do. I don't watch 100. I watch every game. You know what a fan I am. And they're going to lose me. I mean, this is a guy, you were right. The way he carries himself makes me sick. You know, he's already hired a public relations firm. And this is ridiculous. Hinch also should go. And I can't comprehend, by the way, Dombrowski, who goes to 162 games, is the only general manager ever that takes every road trip every year and didn't know what was going on. That either that, he's either stupid or the most naive. But Alex Cora has got to be suspended for the year. Either that or Manfred is just all talk and no action.
Mess. Yeah, I'm just going to cut you off, Alan. What do you think?
He won't get a whole year. The baseball season's too long. I mean, that's crazy. You know, it took a freaking act of Congress to get Alex Rodriguez suspended for a year. It'll never come to... I think 50's harsh. I told you, I'd give him 50. I would. I don't know if they'll go that far. But I just think that, you know, to me, there's a credibility of the commissioner at stake here, too. He told them 2 years ago, cut it out.
The thing is,
and they did it anyway.
You're so right that they can clean it up. If they just hammer these guys, scare any future team that does it.
Yeah, put a name to it. Like I said, name names and whack them.
And hammer them. And then the next team that goes to do it will say, well, we don't want to lose 50 games like Cora just did, and they won't do it.
And by the way, 2 years ago, too, MLB made it clear that even if they didn't know, because at that time in the Apple Watch thing, neither Farrell nor Dombrowski was found to have known anything, which we all know is bullcrap.
Right.
Okay? But they made it clear at that time that it doesn't matter, that you are subject to discipline if that happens. You got to go get someone in uniform. I want a person. I don't just want organization. I want person.
Dave in the car, go.
Yeah, first of all, I have to say I'm not a Red Sox fan. Maz, release the Spinko a little bit. You're too wound up.
No, I'm okay with that criticism.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean,
do you have any sphincter releasing agents handy?
No, mine's pretty loose, actually, but go ahead.
Go, Dave, sorry.
Well, signs are designed to encrypt data from, you know, the bench to players in the field. If you think they're stealing your signs, make the signs a little bit more difficult to understand. I mean,
that's
come on, what do these guys do all day?
That's the problem. That's the issue. That's the issue. Everyone thinks the signs are being stolen, so it is now an absolute encryption of data. This is the problem, what I'm talking about.
I mean, it is. It's out of control.
To the caller's point, they're treating this as encryption of data when I just want to see the pitcher throw the baseball and the batter swing the bat. It's all I want to see. I don't care about encryption of data. I mean, but this is what they're doing now. They're encrypting their data.
And so the other thing is he's focusing on the, you know, well, don't allow him to steal your signs. That's not the point. The commissioner told him 2 years ago, and I'm not dismissing your assessment of it either, Mike.
Yeah.
Which is the whole how it's, you know, the game's got major problems in terms of the flow of play. Okay. But you want to steal signs standing on second base. There's no way to stop that. It's been there forever. There's no way to stop it other than the pitcher gets on the mound and drills the hitter and then turns to the runner and goes, try it again, and I'll drill you the next time. Okay, but now you can't do that anymore. So, fine. You know, that. Like, but the commissioner laid down the law 2 years ago. Cut the crap. And they did it again. See you later. You're done. 50 games. Go enjoy the beach. We'll see you in June.
George in New Hampshire, what do you think?
Mike, please stay on this story. Please, Les Brady. This two-time punk Cora, he should be fired.
It's too
that
tight.
Should be
what?
The example punk. Set.
Thank you. Okay. So
I don't throw around the firing thing loosely, because if you're going to take that attitude so that Belichick should have got fired in 07?
It's not. You're not firing the guy. But the league, if it wants to clean this up, should hammer him. Simple. And then the next guy won't do it. I mean, it's just simple as it gets.
So, and I come back, and this is why I focus on the person part of it, Mike, because, again, the organization will be sanctioned. Draft picks, bonus money. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But if you go get a person and put a face on it, well, then that guy, the next time he walks into the dugout, what do you think he's going to do? Fellas, with all due respect, if you start pulling this crap again, I lose a third of my paycheck, and it's my ass that gets kicked out of here, so cut the crap.
Okay, so also, you know, what do you do to eliminate? People say take away those video rooms, take away any electronic communications. The answer is so simple, it's not even funny. And that is to somehow electronically get the call from the catcher to the pitcher with an earpiece, mouthpiece, little buzzer device. I don't know. Again, that's for the nerds to determine. But if you can make that in electronic communications, then all the signs go away.
Correct.
All the signs go away.
There's nothing to see anymore.
And all the sign stealing goes away.
Yep.
It all goes away. And they don't have to chase down anyone's Apple Watch or anyone's video or go into the video room or do anything like that. If it's just from the catcher's fingertips or mouth to the pitcher's ear or little wristband or whatever, then everything else goes away. It all goes away. The runner on second doing anything, the pitcher stepping out, the batter stepping out, the guy running from the video room to the dugout, it all goes away. And I think it would clean up and speed up the game like you read about, especially those postseason games. And according to Yahoo Sports, the league is starting to look at it. Here's the story.
How about this thing?
Anti-sign stealing technology in the works. Amid growing paranoia about sign stealing, Major League Baseball is discussing on-field technology for communicating pitch calls and plans to start soliciting feedback from players this spring. League sources told Yahoo Sports. The commissioner's office is in the process of developing a handful of prototype devices to encode pitcher-catcher communication, including, Maz, a wearable random number generator and lights in the mound, sources said.
You need a security card to know what the catcher's calling.
I'm telling you, this is just... This is a sport that has been taken over by nerds. But in this case, I think I need the nerds to solve the sign stealing thing. Because the nerds will... just somehow electrify it.
Random number generator.
Listen to this. One of the devices in development, described by leaked sources, is a wearable random number generator similar to a push password used for secure logins. This one, when I first read it, I went like, you know, I threw everything
up. Sounds like
and
you're
like,
playing the number.
Well, I've noted what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What does that mean?
It's a verification code.
A wearable random number generator similar to a push password used for secure logins. What is that? that corresponds to which sign in a sequence is relevant. I mean, I have no idea what they're talking about. This would preserve the existing dynamic of a catcher putting down a sign for interpretation by the pitcher, but overlay it with a level of secure encryption that would be virtually impossible to decode, even with a dedicated software program. Alternatively, the finger system, which I'm a big proponent of,
Oh, yeah, I'm big on the fingers.
The finger system could be replaced by an in-ground lights on the mound.
Listen to this one.
Sources with knowledge of the idea said catchers would have access to a control pad that corresponds to a lighting panel visible only to the pitcher. A certain button for a certain like sequence for a certain pitch.
Right, so there'd actually be a panel of lights on them. It'd be like Close Encounters of the Third Kind out
there. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do.
Yeah, I don't when the pitcher gets a quick pick.
I don't care about, the random number generator.
Yeah, what if I put a vibrating thing in my pants?
You can take your wearable random number generator, similar to a push password used for secure logins, and kiss the underside of my ass.
Think about that. Like, you know, you log on to a site and it says we're going to send a verification code to your phone, right?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, basically. So that's what these guys are. Hold on, I got to pull my cell phone out.
So, look, I don't care.
628-0432.
But this is what I'm talking about. Come up with something that just allows the catcher to press a button and the pitcher to know what it is, and that eliminates all. I'll take that. I'll take the push button random number generator. And the freaking Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Marvin thing there in the mound. What was that game called with the four?
Simon.
Yeah. The Simon game. Give me the Simon game. Whatever. I don't care. It's all better. It's honestly better than the way these catchers are dinking around
Simon,
now.
Simon, I like all
thought of that in 35 years.
All the crap. Fine. So much easier. So then the guy on second can't steal it. The guy in center field with the camera can't steal it. It's just the pitcher and the catcher. It's the press of a button. Let's go. Throw the ball. Swing the bat. Whatever gets me there, I'll take. Baseball's looking at it. We'll get to your thoughts on this and what happened last night at the Garden right after Murray's update.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Mass are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Alters starts to back him down, kick out White, up fakes, and Alters just crushes Kemba Walker on the screen. There's a technical to make it worse. Oh, Brad Stevens is furious.
Oh, he's throwing out. He's Duke Kip out of the game. Ooh.
Wow.
Somebody threw a beer from the top.
Stuff is coming from the crowd now. Kemba got blasted by Aldridge without a call. And you want to talk about a quick trigger. Kemba Walker gets ejected by Evan Scott.
Whoa.
Can't do that. The young official lost it a little bit. You want to tee up Kemba Walker, you tee him up, but then you let the thing resolve.
He blasted that foul when he came over, even with the body. Kemba had a right to come up and say, yeah, that happened.
You probably know by now what happened last night. Just quickly, Kemba Walker gets caught on a high screen by Marcus Aldridge. No foul is called. He got hit really hard. Probably a foul, although I'm not convinced that it was.
I mean, in the old days, it wasn't a foul.
Of course it wasn't. And Scal on the broadcast is like, we've been over this a million times. You got to be able to take a step before the guy can, pick you. Well, slow it down. I think he got a little step in there before Aldridge picked him. It looked bad. I mean, he hit him really hard, and he almost extended his arms after he picked him, so it almost made it look like he was pushing down. But, you know, again, because the Celtics culture is so obsessed with officials and, you know, that everyone lost it. It looked bad, and everyone lost their mind. And so Kemba Walker gets up, swears at the ref, tees him up, and then the ref throws him out about 2 seconds later.
Yeah, he's an a-hole for that.
I mean, too fast. And the second tech was too fast.
And Stevens got a tech as well. So your thoughts on all of
that? Yeah, I just thought, I don't mind the first tech at all. I like the fact that there's no foul called there, frankly. I mean, to me, you should be able to set a hard pick. I like that element in the game. I know they don't play that way anymore. I'm okay with it. But whatever, I get it's not played that way anymore. Kemba get upset. He yelled to get a tech. The second one came too fast.
No question.
You cannot heave a guy in any game, particularly a good player, that quickly. You just can't do it. And so,
another example of another garbage ref making it about himself with that second tech. That's
so the Celtics have a right to be pissed about the ejection. They don't have a right to be pissed about the non-foul call. I mean, they do, but, to me, so what? You bitch about calls all the time.
There's 30 of those a game.
Right, exactly. Like, whatever. I wouldn't give you the time of day on that one. Too bad. That my answer to that would be too bad. The second tech, they have a gripe on.
Agreed. The non-foul, probably in this day and age, you should get that call, but I'm not convinced it's 100%. So you have a right to be a little agitated. You didn't get that call. The first tech, you really have no case for because he said what the F or he swore at him. So you're going to get a technical there. And I think Brad, what is G Willikers.
Yeah.
G Willikers.
Gosh dang it.
Even threw a swear word. So he's going to get one. You can't really compare it.
Have to wash his mouth out with soap again.
It was the second one. It's not like Kemba Walker went after the ref. You know, I thought Kemba Walker might have wanted to, but maybe it was Pat Mills. Someone stood in front of Kemba from the San Antonio side. A San Antonio player stood in front of Kemba Walker. And then Popovich started yelling at the San Antonio player, I think, saying, what the hell are you doing? This guy wants to go get himself ejected and chase the ref down. You go let him. I think there was a San Antonio player who stood in front of Kemba Walker to say, settle down. And I think Popovich started yelling at that spur to
say, that's their problem.
What are you doing? Yeah. Let him go.
Right, that's their problem. Let him, if he wants to get tossed, let him.
But be that as it may, Walker did not chase him, did not pursue him, did not, I guess he said something else, but what could it really have been by that point?
I could guess.
I mean, but so the second one, the Celtics definitely have a case.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't toss a guy that fast.
To me, the biggest issue basketball-wise or Celtics-wise is how they responded to it. Which is
they imploded.
They turtled.
They were disinterested from the start, though.
Okay, but yes, they were. So,
but they were in the middle of a run.
So the way they started Murray is a whole other story. Like they've sort of started to mail it in to start a lot of these games.
It was the first night of the year that I can remember I was actually legitimately pissed at what I was watching.
I mean, it was a joke how they played in the first half of that game. But by the time this happened in the third quarter, they had closed to 7. That was the closest they had been all game. They were on a run. They were D-ing up. They were getting stops. They were running the floor. Blah 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 blah. And so they were really in it. That foul happens. Those technicals go against them, and I think San Antonio got 3 foul shots out of it. And they may have scored on their next possession, but and it went from 7 to 19 again, and boom, that was the ball game.
In the bat of an eye.
And that's one I would look at and go, ooh, that's a warning sign to me. So maybe they're in a slump, Murray. Maybe they're in a rut where they're getting off to bad starts. Like that I can sort of...
It has been, and even in a win last
Okay, but, week. But what I'm saying is, I can accept that because teams go through that.
Yeah.
If they lack mental toughness or the ability to overcome adversity or something like that, that to me is like a bigger thing to me. So the way they reacted to that technical foul, to me, was the most concerning thing.
Well, look, we'll find out. I mean, we know if it were last year's team, we know what the answer is. They lack mental toughness.
See you later.
Yeah, you chop them at the kneecaps, and that's it. As soon as Milwaukee started to fight back in that second-round series last spring, they completely caved, and they got obliterated. I don't think this team is that.
I hope not.
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, now, again, it did happen last night, though. It was kind of alarming that as soon as that happened, like, whoa, all of a sudden, bang, went the other way, and that was it. Now, it just could have been they spent so much energy getting to that point that it was going to happen either way.
Uh-huh.
Like, who the hell knows? Could be any one of a million things. But it was, you know, I mean, talk about a turning point.
No, they're in a change like that. They're in an annoying little stretch, and it almost strikes me like they're bored. Even last week when they beat the Hawks, like you're going tooth and nail, fighting tooth and nail with the Hawks. They stink. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Oh, the
that
Wizards
loss the other night to the Wizards.
Oh.
That, I mean, that's almost inexcusable, but whatever. It's
horrible.
This time of year, teams go in lulls. It's a long season, so I'm not going to freak out about it. But these last couple of losses are like, ew.
Well, let's see tonight. They're in Philly, no Embiid.
Yeah.
They're in Philly. Perfect chance to screw your head on straight. Gets a team you're going against, and they don't have their best player, the guy that killed you the last time out. Should be a win. Okay? That's basketball. How about the kid that threw the wine cooler?
Oh, see you later.
And
please.
I say wine cooler intentionally. For those of you my age.
Spike Seltzer.
Oh, thank you for doing that,
with
too.
Tool bags with his freaking, with his Bartles and James wine cooler. How about this kid?
I mean, so look, you know, to me, there's no gray area on this one. I think you have a hard time finding anybody that defends it. See you later. I'd throw the book at him again. I feel like as soon as anybody in the crowd does something to affect the game, you know, or the activities on the court, whether it's after a whistle, before a whistle is irrelevant, once you venture in there, forget it. You're done, in my mind. And you can't, you know, you want to take away rights to go to a game forever, whatever it is, you're not going to get any argument from me. See you later. If you are dumb enough to throw any sort of container from, or anything for that matter, onto the floor with the idea of just, you know, see you later, you're done, goodbye.
It blows my mind that they actually allow cans in the garden. It really, at this point, like, as serious as people take sports, especially here, that you have a can, just everything should be in plastic cups.
In a cup.
Everything, everywhere. There's a reason we didn't have Monday Night Football here from 81 to 95.
Yeah.
People take sports around here way too seriously. People like to really get after it. I've been one of those people. You can't have full cans that are big. That thing was big. That's a big can. That's like a double. And you're chucking it. You're able to chuck that down from the 300s. Go back to plastic cups.
Okay.
That's one thing. And this kid, by the way, he has a record. He's, I don't know if you want the name, but he's on probation for assaulting a police officer.
Okay, I don't want a name, but that makes perfect sense. It's criminal. I mean, yeah. Honestly, what he did last night is criminal. It's criminal. It's one thing to throw, and we'll coming up next segment give you what the proper punishment should be. Someone actually spoke on this quite eloquently a few years ago to tell you exactly what the punishment should be for someone like this.
So I think I know what this is.
We'll give you this coming up in a little bit. But I think it's criminal. If it's just a piece of paper or a hat or something where that can't hurt anybody, that's one thing. If that thing clubbed, it was a couple feet from clubbing one of the Spurs in the back of the head.
Absolutely.
If that gets someone in the back of the head.
Yeah, you're looking at like a concussion or something.
At best?
Yeah. Or a gash.
I mean, yeah. you're hurting someone with that thing.
No, absolutely. Again, you know, you're talking about something that has some weight to it.
That's right? Criminal. So I don't know. I don't know what he was charged with, but like attempted. Is there attempted battery? Is there attempted, you know, like.
I think he was charged with disrupting a public event.
Okay.
Or something like that.
That to me, that's not enough. You know, he's got to be charged with. And
disturbing a public assembly is what he was charged with.
No, he's got to be charged with a crime of physical violence, you know, or
attempted assault.
Attempted assault. I mean, does that exist? I mean, I don't know. Attempted murder exists, but I'm not doing that to him. But attempted something. It's got to be an attempted. That was possibly causing serious physical harm to someone.
Absolutely.
And that's what the charges have to really carry. So those are our thoughts on what happened last night. What the proper punishment should be is also coming up in our long commercial-free segment right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Maz are live at Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
All right, so what did you make of Kemba's ejection last night?
I thought it was quick. You know, I thought that the official got, reacted emotionally and too quickly. I think Kemba got up, was very frustrated without the call. He cursed at the official, but it seemed almost as if he was cursing and the cursing was not finished yet when he got the first tee. And then he should have just, like, turned and walked away. And then if Kemba comes after him continually, then I understand it. But it just seems so quick, the second technical and the ejection, that I don't know. That was my take.
So that's what they're absolutely right about. The second one. And I like the way Ainge put it. He teed him up the first time before he got done swearing. It's like, if you just waited a second, he would have gotten it all out. There's the one tee. Teed him up once and then caught the second end of the swear and got him a second time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, No, he wasn't done with the first one.
He wasn't done with the first one. There's that. The can throwing thing is not a laughing matter. That dude's got to go down.
That's dangerous.
Okay, so this and the sign stealing stuff. We'll take your calls on it, plus what the proper punishment should be for that individual. Coming up here in a second, Joe in Vermont. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, hi. Quick question for you, and you guys can discuss this. Why don't those officials, there's three of them out there, why can't, in a very close call like that, why can't they get together and talk about it? You know, I see that all the time in every sport.
Yeah, but that wasn't the problem. Yeah, I understand. And sometimes they do. They do that when the ball goes out of bounds. They do that on plays like that.
They'll sure they
get
do.
Together yeah. and ask for help. It's very rare on fouls. They don't ask for help on fouls. So the foul's the foul. The bang-bang play that went against you. Like, you just got to accept that. If you lose it in the moment, you lose it in the moment. That's fine. And then getting thrown out is really not your fault. I don't think the refs getting together help you there because they don't really get together on foul calls
No, it's really irrelevant. I just think refs got to have a higher level of tolerance when there's a call someone's bitching about. You're going to hear everything in the book. That's part of the job.
Frank in the truck. Maz thinks Alex Gore should go down for 50 games. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I absolutely agree with Maz, and I think it's all you guys that agree with that. But the whole cheating thing is just it's absolutely disgusting. How does a professional team all the way down to Little League – any sport, how do they feel proud at the end of the year or have a sense of accomplishment if they know that they cheated? And then second point I have as far as the place to play, why can't, simple as this, pitcher, catcher, earpiece in their ear, the pitch comes from the pitching coach, they can't speak to each other, the pitcher and catcher, the pitching coach relays throw a fastball. And they either nod yes, nod right. no, or whatever until they agree. But on
okay, so Frank, to me, like the catcher, and a lot of times wants to call the pitch, which is fine. Like he should still be allowed to do that. I'm not asking him to change that. So whether it's a microphone or an earpiece, we can do that. I think it's sort of hard because the catcher then has to talk slow because the batter's standing right above him.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that works. There's got to be some sort of tapping device or, as the Yahoo report said, a random number generator? What is it?
A random number generator.
How did that go?
It's a quick pick.
A wearable random number generator. Similar to a push password used for secure logins. Like, it's...
I think that's the old Simon.
Well, that's another one. Alternatively, the report said, the finger system, which again, I think we need to keep at least some form of the finger system. The finger system could be replaced by an in-ground lights system on the mound.
I mean, seriously, think about that.
Sources with knowledge of the idea said catchers would have access to a control pad that corresponds to a lighting panel visible only to the pitcher.
How many colors do you need out there?
A certain button for a certain light sequence for a certain pitch. I'll take it.
Yeah, watching baseball is just like going into Richdale and getting a quick pitch.
Yeah, we're playing Simon.
Whatever speeds the effing thing up, honestly. Joe and Methuen. Yes, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
So I didn't see, I was listening to you guys earlier today about the beer can being tossed down. So that is a felony. It's an assault dangerous weapon. So the guy could get up to like 5 years.
So apparently because it didn't hit anyone, they can't do that.
Correct, right.
But I'd
that's
like
what we're being told anyway.
I'd like to see them try. Just because that's freaking dangerous, what he did. It wasn't just disruptive. Like, you know, and again, if you throw a program onto the ice and a player trips over, that could hurt him. But, you know, I'm not going to go too far with it. That, a full can like that, never mind that it's a wine cooler. But the full can of the thing,
it's a legitimate projectile.
It could really hurt somebody.
It's sure difference between tossing a pretzel or something soft and be like, ah, you a-hole.
So
that thing you could hurt someone with.
All right, I hate the fact it's just, what was it? Disrupting a public
assembly.
Whatever. Like, I know.
Disturbing a public assembly.
I need something related to assault. You know,
yeah, attempted assault. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if that, I don't know if that charge exists.
Disturbing a public assembly, that's the charge.
So, if Ted Sarandis here, what do you think he would say?
Well, I have a pretty good idea. I don't know if Jimmy Stewart, our producer, does, but I know what Ted would say.
I just think it's outrageous that we have idiotic fans throwing objects onto the ice at a hockey game or at any sporting event. I think the penalties have got to be severe. I would fine any fan $5,000 per person, throw them out of the building, force them to spend two nights in jail, and they're never going to be able to go to a sporting event in Boston ever again. If you throw anything on the ice.
I don't know why that's so funny. You have to know Ted to find that funny.
Oh, no, it's very precise and measured. It is. It's a measured penalty. Again, two nights in jail, $5,000 fine, and never go to a sporting
outrageous
event ever again.
When are we going to stop tolerating outrageous behavior at sporting events, not just here, but throughout the country?
You know,
is that now 10 years old?
So that wasn't that. It was. I think it was Bruins Carolina.
Bruins Lightning.
It was Bruins Lightning. It was a game in 09 or 10. So it was our first year on the air. And the Bruins, I thought it was the playoff series to Carolina. Maybe it was something else.
Dwayne Rolliston was the goalie.
Okay. So whatever. They had lost a game at the Garden. Fans shout, you know, threw cups and paper and stuff on it. Maybe water bottles too, but threw. Well, they were dying.
The only way you stop that nonsense from happening, I thought it was embarrassing that Dwayne Rolliston had to dodge debris coming down from the balcony after frustrated Bruins fans decided that they wanted to throw things at the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, sorry, it was the Lightning.
D-A-Y-B-R-E-E, debris.
Throw them out of the building, force them to spend two nights in jail, and they're never going to be able to go to a sporting event in Boston ever again.
The best part of the whole thing is the two nights in jail. No.
Force him to spend two nights in jail.
One's not enough. Three's too many.
Two.
I go
force him
two.
To spend two nights in jail.
Where'd he get the $5,000, too? Like, that? Like he was pretty precise about that number.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
he fanned $5,000 per person?
Five per person.
Per person. It's a family of four.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't get the sound to yourself either. It's double occupancy. $5,000, double... $5,000 fine, two nights in jail, double occupancy.
$5,000 per person. Throw them out of the building. Force them to spend two nights in jail, and they're never going to be able to go to a sporting event in Boston ever again.
Oh, that is something.
The per person I love, too. Like,
$5,000 per person?
Per person. If you're with your buddy, you're going to get it too, or were you both throwing at the same time?
No. Guilt by association. I mean, no question, you all go. One guy chucks, you nail four. And you all get the same cell.
You've got to be old like us.
You share the toilet.
To remember Sarandis to get it. Otherwise, you don't know if you're one of these wine cooler drinking Bartles and James kids. You have no idea what's, you don't even know what's so funny.
I mean, when you see that thing hit the floor and the way it, you know, yeah, explodes.
He's talking about paper cups. This guy with the projectile missile deserves to get hammered, Ted. More than $5,000 per person, more than two nights in jail. I don't know about jail, but whatever. He deserves to get the book thrown at him.
I mean, you should get $5,000 and two nights in jail just for stupidity for last night.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Okay, here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds.
$5,000 per person?
Between that and the Fercocta random number generator.
Per person.
We'll wrap up your calls on these topics right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online marijuana wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.